Welcome to Exodus, California. I'm your host, Joanne Kraft, and my husband, Paul, will be your co-host as we share our story about how we left California and made our home in the rolling hills of Tennessee. Exodus, California is a podcast for Californians who've had enough and are getting ready to pull the trigger and make that move out of a state they once loved. Welcome to Exodus, California, moving to Tennessee. I am your host, Joanne Kraft, and I am here with my husband and co-host, Paul Kraft.
Hey, y'all.
Well, today, guys, we thought we'd do you a personal favor. We have titled this episode, Telling Your Family You're Leaving, because we understand just how very difficult this can be.
So we've offered to do that for you. So if you're having a difficult time with your family and either getting up the courage to have that difficult conversation, or you've had it and been met with some hostility, just put this podcast in front of them, press play, and go grab yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. We are moving to Tennessee.
And we are so looking forward to the new chapter that we're embarking upon and the great benefits it's going to have to our family. And we've encountered Paul and Joanne Kraft with Maplewood Realty, who have really made this transition that much more fun.
Well, I know you may not like them because they've shared a lot of things that have been an encouragement to us. Please know, first and foremost, we love you guys so much. And this is incredibly hard. It is incredibly difficult to leave the family you love. And because of that, we've actually waited even longer because we've hated having to tell you that we're going to leave.
But here's the hard truth. California is like the Titanic. It has struck the iceberg. It is taking on water. And we really don't see a great future here for us and our family. And we would love for you to come with us.
And if you don't want to come with us, we would love for you to visit quite a lot. But just understand this. When you say to us that, you know, it's not that bad, or you say to us, well, our town is okay, or our city isn't like the other areas, we understand you mean that in love. But you haven't had to put the kids through college yet. And you haven't had to be afraid when you take your kids to the park, because you brought us up in California when it was beautiful, when it was so much safer. And we're so grateful that you brought us up here. But we don't have that same future for our own children.
Because what they're teaching in the schools now does not align with our value system, the way that they're spending the tax money that they're taking from us at a very, very high rate. Is not an efficient use of funds, and is only creating a tougher burden on us and our kids to pay for all these programs to benefit somebody else besides us and to make our state stronger. So we want to have a good quality of life where we can work and enjoy our family and not have to be burdened with the hefty, hefty regulatory and tax environment in California.
And while we know you mean well when you tell us you don't want us to go, it really is hurtful when we hear you say things like, you know, how could you do this? How could you take the grandkids from us? As much as we love you, I really wish I had the guts to tell you, how can you ask us to keep the grandkids here? Because if you look at it through the lens that we're looking at, this is financially a burden that we don't want our kids to carry. And quite frankly, it scares us for all of you. It scares us for you because what you're seeing here isn't what's normal anymore. You getting into hospitals for healthcare, you being afraid going to the grocery store because there could be somebody, you know, around the corner, or the thefts we're worried about, the crime that's happening in our neighborhood that never happened before. It's almost like you are having a blind eye, like you have a blind eye to what's happening, and it breaks our heart. We don't want you to be burdened either. We really hope and pray that you'll come visit us. And just like our great grandparents did, like your parents and grandparents, somebody came to California first. Somebody was the first to get here, and they did it. And now we have enjoyed their adventurous spirit. We enjoyed the fact that they came out and had to leave people they loved. And we hate to do that, but we have to think of our own family and our own children first.
And the reality of it is that California is facing anywhere from a 30 to 60 billion, that's billion with a B, dollar budget shortfall. And so they've got to fill that gap somehow. Well, they aren't going to come after the retirees or the people on fixed incomes, because that's a very strong voting block, and they don't want to offend them. And because they are on fixed incomes, there's just not the resources there to be able to take money from them to fill this budget shortfall. So they're going to come after the middle class. And on top of that, they're doing things that add to that budget. So starting January 1st, illegal immigrants get free health care. And I've got to pay for my family's health care. And on top of that, now I'm paying for another family's health care. And now we're fighting for appointments and resources for people that came here illegally and have not contributed to the system. And so we're now burdened with that. And it just creates a situation where I'm working harder and harder for other people and other families. And the money that's being taken from me in the form of taxes is being wasted on programs that have proven not to work. But yet we keep throwing more and more money at it. For example, nobody's ridden the bullet train yet.
Just know that we love you so much, and we are the people we are because of you. You have instilled in us a spirit of courage, a spirit of hard work, and because of you guys, we are who we are. So we just hope that you would help launch us with open arms, that you would spend this time with the kids, encouraging them and breathing courage into their little lives. And we do hope that you'll come out to visit us. And quite frankly, it's going to be kind of hard as we're trying to get our family set up to keep flying back to see you. We sure hope that you will come out and see us, because we will welcome you with open arms to visit anytime.
And we want to remind you, it's not personal. It's a situation where we want to give ourselves and our kids the opportunities that you gave to us. And California is no longer the state that we were raised in. And so we have to look for opportunities where our kids, your grandkids, can have the best possible opportunity to achieve their goals and dreams and have the best life they can have. And we just don't think that's in California anymore. And we're looking at Tennessee. We think that fits the bill.
And so while you may think this is a very bizarre way for us to tell you we're moving to Tennessee by letting you listen to a podcast and to strangers you've never heard from before, we want you to know that this family that you're listening to did the exact same thing that we did with their kids and their grandkids. And now they're, what started with five of them moving here to Tennessee from California, there's now 25 of them. 25 of their family there. So you're welcome to call them. They would love to talk to you if you just want to have a personal conversation about why they moved. But ultimately, Dad, Mom, we love you guys. And we really hope that you'll be cheering us on as we take our next steps to Tennessee.
Thanks for listening to Exodus California Moving to Tennessee. We are so grateful for listeners like you. Show us your appreciation and subscribe and share this podcast with all your friends and family. And if you'd like to talk to somebody from our office, you can email us at info@maplewoodrealty.net. That's info@maplewoodrealty.net, and we can get you started on your own personalized real estate listings, because we'd love to help you make Tennessee home.